Welcome back to Barely Serious. You're about to listen to episode 231. But before we get into the podcast, I got a plug. Now, this is super far in advance, but it's a kind of interesting thing. On July 12th, I'll be in Bend, Oregon. And I'll be in Bend, Oregon because on the 13th, I have my great aunt's funeral. And so this show on the 12th will probably have a bunch of my family members there. And so it could be super interesting. That is Bend, Oregon on July 12th. Also, nothing else I want to plug besides, you know, rate, subscribe, follow, all that other gay-ass shit. Enjoy this episode. And with that out of the way, enjoy this episode. Welcome back to Barely Serious. This is episode 231. I'm out here. Don't say where we are, actually. It's okay. Like a super obvious.
Yeah.
And we're the only ones up here.
We're nowhere.
Recording in nowhere with Kyle Dowdy. What's up, dude?
Dude, just fucking chilling. My neck's fucked up. Sorry if I have to talk kind of slow. It feels like I have, like, strep, kind of, but it's from getting choked earlier.
Ooh.
Yeah, not in a sexual way. By a man smaller than me in an embarrassing way.
Can you, like, does it affect your breathing, or does it just, like, does it hurt to talk?
I can breathe. Talking hurts a little bit. Swallowing is the worst. It hurts really bad.
How long do you think that'll last?
I don't know if it's serious or not.
What if you have, like, a partially collapsed trachea? And you're just walking around like what if you just die in your sleep tonight?
Be a solid way to go.
It would help my podcast a lot.
Yeah. Kyle's final words.
I actually thought about that. So like not about you dying, but like not a single guest of the podcast has died yet. There's 230 episodes. It's like, what gives?
You're doing pretty good. You're like good luck, Chuck.
You got to do the podcast. You live forever, just to spite me. It's like all these comics and shit like die, and I'm like, man, I don't even have anything to plug.
If they would have done Barely Serious, they would have lived.
They wouldn't have jumped off that parking structure.
Yeah, this is what they were missing.
There's actually a really sad death that just said, because a lot of times it's like people that like kill themselves, which is sad, but then it's also like like they did it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This guy out in California that
self murder.
Like, he like died in a car crash like yesterday. And it's like, oh, man, that's, like, actually fucked up.
Yeah, it's way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't have it. Unless he was driving reckless. But, I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah. It is funny to get mad at someone killing themselves and be like, fucking murderer. What a piece of shit.
You know it's against the law.
Yeah. That's hilarious that they made that a law. It's like, what are you guys going to do? Put me in jail? I'll fucking blow my brains out, dude. Yeah. Go ahead, throw my body in jail. I don't give a fuck.
Well, actually, that reminds me, I don't want to say who it was, but actually one of the hardest I've laughed since being in Austin was when you and I were at Sunset talking about, like, whether or not this guy who killed himself, like, his roommates would get their security deposit back.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about someone killing themselves and being like you walk in and they're hanging from a chandelier or something, and you're like, ah, fuck, dude, we're definitely not getting the deposit back. God, he fucking broke the ceiling fan.
Oh, shit.
Being more upset about the fucking... Or someone shoots themselves and you're like, I fucking got blood everywhere, I guess.
They don't tell you. You have to clean that up.
Really?
What, do you think the cops clean that up? No chance. My buddy, I'll say his first name, my buddy Steven. Actually, this is crazy. My buddy Steven, who was married, has a kid, is divorced now. He walked in on his uncle, like, just blew his head off, like, in the garage, and it was like a crazy mess. And then him and his dad had to, like, clean it up. Like, him and his dad had to clean it up, like, after the cops, like, took, like, the majority of the body away. They had to clean it up, and then his dad bought him, like, a brand new car as, like, a, hey, like, let's never talk about this ever again type of thing. And then his wife, like, fucking wrecked the car and then left him.
What?
Yeah, she like totaled the car, no insurance, left him, and then he had to move back home.
Wait, did she leave him because she totaled the car, or did she just total the car and be like,
no, they actually, I think they were already like separated, and he was just like letting her use the car because of the kid, and then she just like wrecked it and was like, well, I'm moving back home now.
Damn, that's a baller move.
I guess.
On her part. I mean, it's pretty fucked up, but, like, kind of sick.
I guess, yeah. Now she's, like, remarried to some guy. And it's, like, I went to high school with these people. And so, like, I see, like, her posts on Facebook. And it's just, like, her with like her kid and like this other kid from some other guy, and I'm like, man,
yeah,
I feel bad for the guy like a lot, but it's also, it's like, you know, you could have not married that chick at all.
Yeah, I'm sure there were red flags.
Yeah, I don't know. You think people from the, like, how old are you? What are you, 27?
29.
29. Everybody from your high school like getting married and shit?
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
I don't talk to like any of them.
Nobody follows you on Instagram?
None. I mean, they might follow me. I probably don't follow them back.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I hated most of the people. I went to a small, shitty high school.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. How small is small?
My graduating class was like 150 maybe.
What?
Yeah.
So wouldn't you be more close with these people? Like, wouldn't you have like more sense of community if there's like less of you guys? Like we did it together.
No, I lived in a shitty area. Everyone was like poor and was just like annoying. They were all just like not chill.
Was this Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a major city. You have a hockey team.
Yeah, it's a major city. I mean, they were fine. There was just no one I really like connected with.
You have no friends.
I have friends, but like not from like high school. I don't think I talked to anyone that I was like friends with in high school.
So who do you talk to that aren't comedians?
Like, my buddy Joe, but I had known him since I was like 5.
Okay.
Oh, I don't talk to anybody down here besides comics. I don't have any other friends.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll like, yeah, there's really no one else to talk to.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, not really.
Jesus, man.
No, that's fine. I mean, I got friends.
There are a lot of comics, but like I was just talking to John Carden about, like, you know, just only hanging out with comedians. It, like, it's almost draining. It's like, oh, you guys are,
yeah,
so I feel the same way I do. So, yeah. Oh, it's like, ah, it's like I feel like looking in a mirror, I'm like, oh, it's almost like twice as draining. It's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this does suck. Yeah, you're right. This weird, gloomy outlook you have on life, I wish you weren't right, but now I'm thinking about it too.
Yeah.
Whereas you go hang out with like regular people, they're like dogs.
They're enjoying life. Yeah.
Yeah. And they shouldn't be.
No.
You have nothing going
on.
It's
crazy. Yeah. Yeah. They're living the life that like is my biggest nightmare. But the older I get, I'm like, ooh, man, it'd be relaxing, huh? You can just chill out and just accept it. You might be like, ooh, dude, bills are paid.
Yeah.
We're going to the water park. That's.
Dude, I ran into somebody that didn't go to my high school, but like we went to like a rival high school and we were friends through cross country and track. Ran into him at like the hometown bar, like when I was back in town, and I was like, what's going on? No, just same thing. The same thing last time I saw him, which was like years ago. And I was like, yeah, and he's just happy as ever. I was like, you're just here drinking alone? Yeah. All right. You shouldn't be happy. Like that shit, like, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be happy. Like, why are you happier than I am? I have things going on.
Yeah.
And like people love me.
Yeah.
And then like you're just like nobody even, you could die in the bathroom and people wouldn't even like look for you for days. And but you're happy?
He don't need nobody else, dude. It's crazy.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, people that can like just have, they're just hanging around the same four people they've known their whole life.
Yeah.
They just live on the same street as their parents. You ever meet people like that where they just like move and they just stay near their parents?
No.
Oh, it's crazy.
Well, it's almost like, so like my stepdad, he's been married and divorced twice already, just got remarried. And then I have a couple jokes about it that I do in my road set. But it's, he basically, at like their engagement party, he showed me like this picture because they went to high school together, him and his new wife. They went on one date together. They went to the 1974 Sadie Hawkins dance together. And so at the engagement party, he shows me a picture of them at this Sadie Hawkins dance in 1974. And then he showed me a picture of them like now. He just kept saying, like, man, how crazy is that? And I was like, dude, I think it's crazy you guys are both just still alive.
Yeah.
You guys never moved away from a hometown. Like, you guys just lived here your whole lives. Like, that's sad.
Yeah, you've just done the same thing.
But, I mean, it's also a little different because he did go and live in a bunch of other different places and then, like, came back.
Mm.
So it's, like, different. But it's, like, for her, it's, like, she just got, like, you know, married to some dude, knocked up, had two of his kids, and then he fucking dipped. And then it's, like, now my dad pops up like, oh, I've always wanted to fuck you. And it's like, what better time than now? It's like, well, you know, you're 64.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. They're happy. But like, they're happy as fuck. And then I just, like, I don't think that would make me happy. Like,
no.
I've been knocking down chicks that like rejected me in high school. Like lately, every time I go back, I'll fuck like a new one that, you know, and they're still like, you know, they're hot. We're in our 20s. But like, if I was like 60, I'd be like, I'm not banging Ashley, dude.
Yeah. Did you go to a big high school?
Yeah. Huge. There's like 4,000 kids in the, like my graduating class was like, I don't know, 1,500.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I'll show you my yearbook after this because people don't believe me. But I went to school in my graduating class with more kids with the last name Nguyen than you went to that graduated period total.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have that type of Asian.
No, I mean, like, all the white people in your school combined don't even make up half the Nguyens that went to my school. It was
That's nuts.
It literally goes Nash, like Nagasaki, Nakamura. That's a real one, actually. And then five pages. Front to back of Nguyen's.
Really?
There's like 40 Andes.
The yearbook is nuts.
15 Brandons. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Dude, my yearbook was like 30 pages maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I think we had like 700 to 900 kids at our school.
That's a big difference. Yeah. It's like a 200% difference.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like we had like two hot girls.
That's it? Were they, like, ran through, or did they think that they were, like, above it?
Ran through.
Really?
I think so, maybe. I don't know.
So were there, like, sixes that were, like, homecoming queen and shit?
Yeah.
That's
like,
crazy.
I mean, I was very ugly as a kid. I was fucked up.
And you were on homecoming court?
No.
Oh.
No. I didn't try to be because you had to give a speech, and I was like, I'm not talking in front of a bunch of people.
You were afraid of public speaking?
Oh, terrified of it. I was so scared.
And then what happened? What changed?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Drugs. I got older. I made myself do. I was so afraid to do stand up for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, I was terrified. I was.
Where'd
like,
you
shaking.
Do it? How old were you?
I was 24. I had braces too.
Where did it go? Where'd it go down? Was this in Columbus?
Yeah, it was at this place called the Shrunken Head.
That's
kind
of dope.
I had a friend who bartended there, and I went to go get a drink there, and I was peeing, and there was an open mic, like, poster for, like, the next night, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And I just got hammered. I went up and, like, told a couple stories. It went well.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Were there people there?
A lot, yeah.
Like regular people?
Yeah, it was like a packed out room.
What
the hell? Could tell I was like new, but like I did pretty solid.
Nice. Yeah, I had the opposite.
If I would have bombed, I never would have done it again. I'd still be a construction worker.
Really?
Yeah, I probably would have killed myself by now.
Or you would have been one of those mindless.
I said that 3 times on this podcast.
Those mindless, super happy.
Yeah, that would be nice though. God damn,
just be mindless and super happy.
Dude, imagine just cutting your grass and that's all you did on a Sunday, and you're just like. Cool.
Yeah.
dude, by 4 o'clock Sunday, I'm like, I should be doing more. Everyone's doing more than me. I should be writing comedy, but I'm too stressed out to write comedy.
I know. It is one of those things where it's like if I ever like sit here and be like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm like, oh man. Like I almost feel like it's almost like overwhelming. Like that's why I had a panic attack in like Harrisburg because like between the two shows, I was like, man. I'm really, like, doing it. I'm really, like this is crazy. And then I just started, like, thinking and just overthinking and then thinking about, like, humanity and thinking about, like, how every single one of these people at the show, like, they're going to go home. They have their own lives. They're going to go to their own dwelling. They're eating their own car. They have their own dogs. They have their own kids.
Yeah.
Their kids are going to have kids. What is a kid? Oh, it comes out of people? Yeah, right. And it's like stuff that you just go,
yeah.
Like, along this thing, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, throwing up in the bathroom. Like, it's like, goddamn.
dude, I always get tripped up by thinking about like how we're all like experiencing our own reality. So trying to think about how someone else perceives what's going on, like
yeah.
That'll fuck me up. I'm like, oh, you have like your own experiences that's gonna make you like take in what's happening differently.
A surefire way to make me start freaking out is like, and it's almost just happened right now. I almost just started thinking about it. But if I say it out loud, I think it won't be the same because we're gonna make fun
Roll
of it.
Roll the dice, dude.
like looking at you. Looking at me, I'll be like, oh man, this guy's looking at me, I'm looking at him, but like I've never looked at me. I wonder what do I look like sitting, you know what I mean? Like I've never, and then I'll just start like my body start tingling, being like, oh, the unknown,
Yeah.
You know, like, oh,
I don't
shit.
Know who I am.
Yeah. Like, you know, the only part of your body that you could see, like the only part mm-hmm. of your face is like the outline of your nose. I could see it pretty well because my nose is pretty big.
But yeah,
it's like,
you got a honker on you. My nose is like this, very like this, I guess. It's like kind of long.
Straight down some Squidward like, shit.
Yeah.
Mine kind of protrudes a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not like some juice shit, but it's like.
It's not. It probably makes you faster. Like you're breaking the wind up in front of your face. You're like it's like a shark fin. You know Greg DePaul?
Yes.
Inside baseball, I guess no one's going to know. He's got a big nose. I told him he should be a surfboard for Halloween.
You got a fin up there, bro.
Yeah, dude, he should be a surfboard.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I had the opposite first experience, first time going up. I did a open mic at Centerfield's Bar, which doesn't even exist anymore, in Huntington Beach. And it was, like, I didn't know, like, how to do stand-up. Like, I knew that I wanted to do stand-up. I didn't know how, like the even the process behind it. Like, I was one of those dudes when I first started that, like, I posted, like, the open mic list. And I was like, 10 shows this month.
Oh, no.
Come see me.
Oh,
and then
people
would come and see me and be like, oh, dude, this is awesome. But, like, it was trash.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh. And, you know, and then, you know. A weekend, people start like talking to you, and you start talking to people, and you're like, they're like, yeah, these aren't like, this isn't comedy. This is like the worst thing possible. There's like three people in the audience.
Yeah.
And it was like, just you eat shit. And all the comics are outside on the patio, like smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would come in just for their set and then be like, why the fuck is everybody outside? And then they would go right back outside.
Yeah.
Just like, idiot.
Oh, that was my favorite thing about those shitty open mics when, like, comics would get mad that no one was watching their set, but when someone else was on stage, they were just, like, talking or, like, out back smoking.
Yeah.
And, like,
playing
all right,
pool.
Hypocrite.
There's
yeah.
this place.
Being
this place
loud
is
as
so
fuck.
Ass that there was a pool table in the little showroom. Like, it was just a big bar. And people would just be, like, playing pool. And I remember this. There's, I could literally. I don't know his name or anything, but it's this black dude. And this was, you know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago or whatever. And I was working at Trader Joe's. And this guy was, like, playing pool during my open mic set. And then, like, the next day, he, like, came through my line at Trader Joe's. And he was like, you look really familiar. And I was like, oh, no, I've never seen you before, man. And he was like, no, dude, you did the open mic last night, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, man, like, how was it, you know? And then I was like, bro, you played pool through, like I couldn't hear myself talk.
Yeah.
All I hear was crack.
You were hitting the ball so
clack.
Hard.
Yeah. It was just like, dude, oh, well, keep at it, man. Thanks.
And he recognized you and asked you how it went. Cause he
yeah.
knew.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm not giving you a discount, bro.
What a dickhead.
Yeah.
That's the worst. What's the worst open mic you ever did?
Open mic?
There are some bad ones.
Probably Centerfield. Like, there was never a single time where, like, it was good.
Yeah.
Never a single time. But I kept going back. You know, it was the where else are you going to get up on a Monday? I think it was Tuesdays. It was Tuesdays at 9. And it was either that or go up at like this clicky ass fake comedy club in the back of an arcade.
What's up with that? What's up with arcades in weird places? Or not arcades, but comedy clubs.
I don't know. It was actually, this place is actually a really nice comedy club, but it's in the back of like an arcade with like a mini golf course and like bowling and stuff. But it's like, and it's like run by like a shitty open micer. And so it's like, like they could get so much better talent down there if like they just weren't dickheads.
Yeah.
And like the guy who like owned it, like sold it. And so he just like, no, there's like nobody even overseeing besides this like douchebag open micer guy. And so it's like, nah. And so of course it's super clicky,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, whatever. And then there's also this place, I don't want to say what it's called. I'll tell you after. But it's like in a, like it's like a Metro PC, a former Metro PCS store behind a gas station. And it's just like a hallway type with like just chairs thrown in it and like a spotlight and a mic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
those
tough.
Are the two comedy clubs. Well, besides the Irvine Improv, but that's not really a comedy club. That's more of like a comedy theater. And they only like bring like big acts, but it was cool when like, you know, one of us local guys would get to like host at the Improv or whatever. Cause then mm-hmm. it was like, this guy's making it.
Yeah.
And then you just go back to the shoebox and the fucking behind a gas station and
then
stuff.
You get hammered again on a Wednesday
yeah.
night with him. You're like, man,
oh, you couldn't even drink at that place. Cause they didn't have like a liquor license or anything. Yeah. William Montgomery got banned off my show, and it was one of the funniest things ever, actually. And he like brought in a 40 and was like drinking on stage, and the owner was this like cracked out motherfucker. They all are. If you mm-hmm. own a comedy club, you're probably yeah. pretty tweaking.
And especially if you're not, like, if you don't own one that's actually in a club.
A real
like,
place.
Yeah. If your comedy club's in a hallway.
Yeah, and he was like, he like pulled him out and like made him, he was like, you got to pour that out. And he was like, all right. And then so he like fake poured it out, but just put it back in his backpack. And then got back on stage and like pulled it out of his backpack again and started drinking it again. And the guy who's like, hey, motherfucker, like what did I fucking say? And so he like drags him outside, and like William's like way bigger than this dude. And the guy was probably like my size, maybe a little taller. And he's just like this like 50-year-old man. And his like wife pays for this place because he's crazy and she just wants him out of the house away from the kids. And so she's like, oh, here's this like project place. Yeah. And
that's sick.
And so he's like, how old are you, motherfucker? Like to like William, and William's just like laughing in his face. And so we're all just kind of like just standing there, like along the wall of this parking lot that's next to a gas. Like you could, like the gas station parking lot is the same parking lot. And like, yeah. And William's like, I don't care about this. Yeah. You could die in front of me, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck about this. And then I got banned. Yeah. This place was trash. But
I mean, at least you got banned from, like, that place, because that now it's kind of cool. You're like, yeah, they won't let me back in. Dude.
Yeah.
But you're not missing out on, like, any part of your career is going to be helped by that.
No. It was, it's actually still around. I didn't realize it was still around. I thought that COVID would have killed it, because there's zero money being made at this place. So they don't even have anything to sell.
Yeah.
And then the shows are always empty, and so it's literally this dude's wife just, like, pumping. Like, it's an empty hole of money just to, like, get him out of the house.
That's crazy.
And this guy, so I just went back and I headlined this like, 50-seat venue called Le Cave in Costa Mesa. And this was last Thursday, a week ago. And so the guy had this, like, local kid open for me. This guy's named Diego Gomez. He was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's always one of those, like, things where it's, like, an Orange County comic probably sucks. And so, like, when I hit up my buddy who is in Orange County who doesn't suck, and I saw this kid was going to be hosting, I was like, hey, who is this guy? Like, how is he? And he's like, he'll be fine. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was fine. He did good. And he was very respectful. He was very nice. And he just posted on his story, like, this weekend, oh, I'm going to be at this place. And it was just the guy still posting the exact same stupid, like, type of flyers. And I had, like, flashbacks. Like Vietnam flashbacks. I was like, oh. Yeah. Ooh, like it left a taste in my mouth, and I responded to a story. I was like, that place is still around? And he was like, yeah, somehow. And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's not what I was expecting to like open up my on a Sunday morning.
Is it stronger now?
Huh?
Like it's probably got stronger since COVID.
There's no way. I think it's like a drug front or like a tax evasion front. Because it was literally, technically it wasn't. It was advertised as like a small box comedy theater. And then, but it's also a comic book store, but it's a comic book store because the guy didn't want to pay for the licensing or the permits to have an entertainment venue. And so in the window of this comic book store, quote unquote, is just a box of dusty old comics that aren't for sale.
That's fantastic.
And then there's a doorway that leads down this little hallway that takes you into this empty room with chairs and his microphone and a speaker.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
What a beautiful. The overhead on that place is insane.
Yeah, they sell $10 tickets, and there's like four people at every show.
Oh. And all you really are doing is paying like the rent there.
But it's Orange County, California. Like it's not they're in the red.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like I don't know. But every once in a while, like a Facebook memory will like pop up from like some show I did there for like four people, and be like, oh, I actually remember. I remember that. Back then I wanted to kill myself, but now it's like, oh, those were like, I should have been wanting to kill myself. I shouldn't have been doing great shows all the time.
Yeah.
I just started, you know, I should want to die.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to die now, I'd be like, oh man, it's not getting,
I'm just fucked up.
I don't know how much better it's going to get, bro.
Yeah.
it might not ever get better than this, but I mean, hopefully it does. But it's like, oh, man, but if I was still doing those, I'd be like, I'd be dead.
Be dead. Do you remember being, like, young into open mics and you would see, like, guys that have been doing it, like, 4, 5, 6 years just like not coming out to open mics and like kind of just doing shows, doing like the same material.
Yeah.
I remember being like upset at those guys, being like, they don't even care about comedy. They're not out here getting better and shit. Now I'm at like 5 years and I'm like, idiot, fuck. Like, the open mics here suck, dude. I'm not. Dude, they're bullshit. Like,
yeah.
It's just only comics that, like, are, like, Kill Tony fans at most of them. So it's just like, yeah, you guys will laugh. I say retard, but
yeah,
like, you don't want to hear me work out better. A 4 minute bit.
You go and do, like, sometimes there's times where, like, you go to open mic and, like, you end up, like, worse. Like, I feel like I lost progress.
When I moved here, I got significantly worse at comedy. Really? It was crazy. I lost all confidence. I was, like, afraid of, like, doing that. It was crazy.
That's so funny. So there was this show that a couple buddies of mine were on. Were you there at I don't know. It was, like, next to a pizza place. This was, like, 2 nights ago. And there was, like, 4 people there. There's a place called like Storm or Sand or I don't remember what it was called. It was off Congress and 9th.
Was it the sober bar?
No, there was drinks there.
Mm.
I guess you weren't there, but there was like 4 people in the crowd and it was bad, bro. It was really bad. And I walk in there and then, you know, Trey Pack was there. Nicholas Sepaglia was there. Maverick McWilliams was there. Connor was there. Doug was there. And so like Nick was supposed to go up on the show and I saw him there. I dapped him up. And then Connor, like 10 minutes later, shows me like the Instagram group chat or whatever. And Nick sent a message. He was like, hey, not going to make it, guys, but good luck. Dude, he was there.
That's hilarious.
He was like, I don't think I'm going to make it tonight, guys, but good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
He was there.
He was there at the
and
show.
And left. And That's then amazing. Sent, not going to make it. He was there, bro.
That's so
I dapped
funny.
Him up. He was there.
It was and so
like,
funny.
And then he was like, not going to make it, guys. Good luck on your spots, everybody. See you later. I was like, dude, I laughed so hard to where people were like, shh.
That's
like,
a we were just that's, in the back. That's a great move.
And I was like, that is the funniest thing.
Wait, that, Nick who?
Sepaglia.
That's, yeah, that's so funny.
He just left and was like, 10 minutes later, he's like, not going to make it. Good luck. Like, dude, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
That's crazy. Like, I respected the shit out of it. I was like, dude, that's one of the funniest things I've actually ever seen. Because yeah. For me, though, like, if I'm already there, I'm like, all right, I'm already here.
I will complain. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
But I will do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
But to, like, just leave and then from your car be like, man, stuck in traffic.
Mm.
Not going to make it. Is wild.
He said hi to everybody.
He was there.
That's
yeah.
So funny.
I had him. Let me see. I had Connor screenshot it and send it to me because I was like, dude, that is. I have to save that. Let's see. Yeah. Joey Smith was like, as soon as I could be there, it's in 5 minutes. All good, fam. We're starting at 10. I don't think I would have made it tonight. Kill it, everyone.
That's so funny.
I've never bailed on a show.
I bailed on a show just like if like something came up where I just generally couldn't make it. But I was doing a show that Dale and Brandon were putting on.
Where?
It was at the pizza, the Austin Beer Garden.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Dude, no one, like there was people there, but they were just on the other side of the bar where all the tables were. Not one person was sitting there. Everyone's back to us. Pretty much an open mic to nobody. And McDuffie was on before me, and he like tried to make a joke about how this girl looked young, but it came off weird. Classic Brian. And I got on stage, and I did 2 minutes of material, and then I was like, I'll be honest with you guys, I don't really need this. Like, not like this. Like, this is, I'm done. Get up here, next comic.
Did anybody clap or anything?
No.
That's so funny.
I was just like, what, this is doing nothing for me.
Yeah.
I'm out. This is a waste of my time.
It's making me suicidal.
Yeah. I wasn't even like sad. I was just like, oh, I'm just like yelling out my jokes to a bunch of people facing the other way. Like, who is this for?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to do like.
It's also, comedy is so funny because it's like you could do a show like that and then do like the coolest show ever like in the same night.
Yeah. It's very
it's
humbling.
Like, what the hell?
That's why we're all sad because you never just, continuous good stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You get like a really cool thing every once in a while.
And even
and the
when
rest suck.
Even when a cool thing happens, I'm like nervous about it. Like even when I was going home to like Orange County, I was like, man, I hope hope people show up. Even though I knew that tickets were sold. I had one where we were doing a show in Nebraska. We had like 30 tickets sold. 4 of those people showed up. And then the people that did show up were like, hey, at least you got the money or whatever. I was like, I'd rather do the show for free and have 30 people than, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather do it to someone other than just you, dog.
Yeah. And it's like, man, it's like, I don't know, maybe they thought it was like another night or something. I actually got my dick sucked at the venue after that show.
Damn.
There was no one there. I was like, it was like, be the ones where.
Were you like, hey, let's wait till it clears out. Okay, let's
go. Yeah, it was actually really funny because like, that's when I was like with that married chick for a little bit. And the girl was like weird. She was like touching me and stuff. And like it was like during Brandon and Andrew's set, this chick was like sat next to me like in the back. And I was like, dude, you're like one of 5 people here. Go watch the show.
Yeah.
Like this is so like disrespectful. And she was like rubbing my leg and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hey, I have a girlfriend. Oh, like right now? And I was like, I mean, I guess not. I'm in like Nebraska.
She's not with me.
But I was like texting the chick. And I was like, don't worry. I won't do anything. Like this chick's just crazy. Like no problem. Like, and then she was like, all right. And then like, of course, after the show, she like sucked my dick like up the stairs and stuff. And then the girl calls me as we're like, I'm in the back seat. We're driving to like the next city. And she calls me. I'm sitting in the back seat. Andrew and Brandon are up front. I'm in the back. It's dark. It's like, you know, 10 p.m. And she was like, oh, so like, did you run to that chick after the show? And I was like, yeah, funny story. Yeah. And she was like, well, what happened? Dude, that dumb bitch, like, blah, blah. And I was like, well, yeah, she actually sucked my dick. She was like, what? And I was like, yeah. But it was like an open thing. Like, I could just like, she was like, you could do that if you want type of thing. And then I did it, and it just wasn't cool.
Oh my god. You fell for that trap?
Yeah,
dude?
I guess.
That's hilarious. And you had to bring it up just over the phone. You were like,
she brought it up. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna tell her. And then she was like, did you run to that chick after the show? And I was like, yes. And I thought it was gonna be cool.
Or funny, yeah.
But I thought she'd be like, oh man. You know, she was like, no.
Did she have like a meltdown?
No, but then she like, it was weird actually, because then she got like horny. And so like, you could ask Brandon about this or Andrew if you see him. I literally was like, I had AirPods on, and now I'm like talking her through masturbating. So I'm like, yeah, I love how like deep your pussy is. Oh yeah, like make that shit like squirt, like blah blah. Yeah, rub it left, rub it right and shit like that. And they're just like up there. Like they paused the music like so that I could be on the phone.
Wait,
and
I'm so back there just like mad at you and then got horny in the same conversation.
On the same conversation, yeah.
That's,
like within,
that's a crazy turnover rate.
Within like 5 minutes. Yeah.
No wonder she's single.
No, she's married.
Oh, she's married?
Yeah. To like another dude, and then I was like,
what?
I haven't talked to you about this?
No.
I was like part of this hot wifing thing where that husband thought that she was so hot, and she was pretty hot, that like he had to share her with other dudes, and then he would like masturbate to the videos of me fucking her.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was allowed to fuck whoever I wanted still, and then, you know, she would just be fucking me and not fucking him. Yeah, yeah. It was a crazy situation.
Huh. Pretty sick for you. You're getting like the best end of that deal.
It was until like it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like it got weird and I was like, ah.
Did he want to like watch?
Well, at yes. And then I would have let it happen too because they had like a cuck couch like in their room. But like, they're like.
I wouldn't trust it. I feel like I'm vulnerable. I wouldn't trust another man being in there. I'd like, I'd have to keep an eye on him. Like, don't fucking.
Oh, dude, I banged her with the whole family home. Like, his mom. His mom was home. He was home. Their daughter was home. Their 3-year-old daughter walked in on me fucking her. Like, yeah, it was weird. And I just had to like roll off the bed and lay on the side. And she like threw a blanket on me. I felt like I was in like a movie or something.
And they're just there?
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
I guess
they're like
been
in the living room.
Similar situation, but not with kids or marriage.
Dude, at one point, I was over there and the husband was like at work or some shit, and I was like, you know, we were just like watching the kid, and I would just like play Barbies with the kid, and then the kid like fell asleep like on the bed, and then she was like, "All right, now we can fuck," and I was like, "What? Like right here?" She was like, "Yeah, she's asleep," and I was like, "Yeah, isn't that like..." Like pedophilia or something. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
it's illegal. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's definitely illegal.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I don't feel right. And then I did. But like I put a, like, I was like, you got to put a pillow over her or something. Like, it's like we put a pillow like over her like sleeping body. And then I just like, Yeah, banged her.
That's crazy. She like, just give the baby a Benadryl?
No, just fell asleep.
And he has fuck next to it.
I mean, it was a king-size bed. It wasn't like, we weren't like on top of it.
I mean, there's a three-year-old. And you were hard with a three-year-old like within arm's reach of you. That's...
Yeah, but it's not like it was I was
it's
in
not
her.
As crazy for you. Her. It's way crazier for the mother.
I still feel like it's almost crazier for me.
Well, you're just a guy who's like, this girl is so hot, and you're like, hey, I don't care what damage that kid gets because it's not my kid. I don't really give a fuck if this scars it or not. Like,
yeah.
Her, that's her child. That she's just like, that's like abuse.
She's getting railed out in front
that's
of
crazy.
It's like, by not her dad.
Yeah.
By not, like, if the kid woke up and just saw, like, okay, then, what you doing?
She's like, this is Uncle, you know, Steve.
Well, I was hanging out with the kid. The kid loved me. The kid was telling me how she, like, wished that I was her dad and stuff. And I was like, oh, man. And she would, like, I have videos of her being like, I love you, Galen. And then, like, it was, like, making me feel weird. I was, like, ready for her to, like, leave her husband and, like, be with me and shit. It was, like, a weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
You almost got trapped into.
I almost
then,
got trapped, bro.
Then in, like, 5 years, she would have tried to do the same thing to another guy.
I don't know. Dude, here's the thing, though. Is like the guy thought all this was like so hot. I was like, dude, if I ever found out that like my girl like banged some dude next to my daughter,
yeah,
I'd go to prison.
Yeah, if I found out a girl banged some dude in my house,
I mean, I don't know if I'd go to prison for that.
I'd kill him.
Him, the guy?
Yeah.
Why?
He should have known better, dude.
What?
You gonna come into my house and do that bullshit?
I don't know. And I always see those videos of the guys.
No, I definitely don't want to get mad at the dude. I'm like, I get it. You're a dude. You're just getting some pussy.
Yeah.
I would strangle that bitch, though.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Of course not. Of course not. Yeah, allegedly.
No. I would never.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, did you see like, this video that's going viral? That like the guy with those, like this fat ass dude in a robe with his dick out, and he like kills his wife in the driveway, and she's like recording her own murder because she cheated on him, and he found out.
What?
He's like got a shotgun. He's like, well, it was nice knowing you, Judy. And then just shoots her three times with a shotgun. And he's like, in the video, like his dick's like out.
That's so sick, dude.
He's like wearing this robe that was like made for like, it looks like a kid's robe on
really?
Him. And he's got like the most perfectly sphere stomach I've ever seen, actually. And then he's just like, well, it was nice to know you, Judy. You're about to meet Jesus. And she's like, yeah, and then he shoots her three times and she dies.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and they had like their daughter was just like at school, and then like they interviewed her on the news and she's like, well, my mom and my dad died because my father isn't the same guy that would do something like that, so he's dead now too. And it's just like, well, he did do it.
Yeah,
you watch the video.
It's crazy that she had to see her dad's dick and her mom get shot. That's fucked up, dude. What a scarring video for her.
Oh, shit. Dude, if there was like a video of like, do you have any siblings?
Four.
If there was like a video of like your brother like getting blown away or something by like the cops, would you watch it?
No, probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be at all curious?
I'd be curious, but it just like. Like, oh, that can make me sad. Like, I don't mind other people.
Could.
But if it's, like, someone you know, yeah.
Could.
Like, yeah, there's a possibility.
Oh, but it doesn't brick you up.
Yeah, that would be, like, worst case scenario.
It's like you make it your wallpaper.
Yeah, look, there's, like, a 1 in a million chance this gives me a boner. I'm not doing it.
Should have shared those Nerf guns with me, Derek.
Yeah. I only have sisters.
Oh, that's right. Well, didn't you say one of them is, like, trans? Or is that just a joke?
No, yeah, I think they're, like... transitioning or I'm not really sure.
You think?
I don't really talk to
because of it.
Yeah, no. No, I just don't really talk to anyone in my family that much. I talk to like my one sister.
You don't talk to nobody, huh?
No, I just kind of keep to myself.
That's scary.
Yeah, I'm a sociopath, dude. I eat the same food.
when you
day.
Were like, I was just gonna find somewhere to watch the fight, you meant someone's bushes.
Yeah, I like to sit outside someone's living room and fucking
watch the fight.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, because
I don't know. Yeah, I probably haven't seen one of my sisters in 4 years.
That's not that long.
And then we don't really talk.
Because there was this comic.
I thought it was weird when people were friends with their siblings. I'm like, I thought you guys are supposed to hate each other.
Yeah, I don't really talk to my brother, but we don't hate each other. Like, when we talk, we talk. I just saw him when I was in Orange County, but he's, like, homeless right now.
Well, yeah, I can see why you're not talking to him. He doesn't have a phone.
No, he has a phone.
You gotta send him a pigeon.
he has a phone. He just like lives in his car.
Oh, really? That's but sick. Like, is he chasing an art, or is he just like?
No, he's just my stepdad, his biological dad. My stepdad wanted to charge him rent, and he was just like, "Nah, I'll live in my car."
Sick, dude. Yeah, I like that.
You'll show him.
It's how old, like, is he?
19. He just turned 19.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what's up.
But it's so funny because when it first happened, I did call him, and we had a conversation. And I was like, well, if you're just going to live in your car, why don't you go live anywhere else? Like, you don't have to live in Orange County. You could go, like, dude, go to New York. Go to fucking Chicago. Go to, you know, Orlando. Go to, come here, like, Austin. Like, everywhere else is cheaper than Orange County, California. Like, you could get a job. You could get an apartment, like, anywhere. You don't have to live in your car, like, all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, but, like, my friends. And I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I was like, you're an idiot. Like it's like... and then, yeah, so I laid into him, like, call him a moron and an idiot and shit. And he goes, he literally was like, oh man, I just know this is your way of saying that you care. And I was like, actually, you being homeless makes my backstory look better. Yeah. Like this is like just a Wikipedia boost for me when I, like, if I make it, get famous and stuff, people will be like, yeah, dude, grew up with a single alcoholic mom. His brother's homeless. Yeah. So how did he make it?
Perseverance and hard work.
Yeah. I was like, you're actually making me look really good right now. So, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you're living above a Papa John's. Fucking... Oh, shit, yeah.
We're living above a Papa John's.
Living above a Papa John's. And he's living in his car, and you're like, fucking idiot, dude.
But I was saying about the video of a guy dying. I don't know. I forgot the guy's name. But he had like 40,000 followers. And when he died, everybody was posting, oh, this guy was so great. Rest in peace. Like all this stuff, right? This dude. And then, like, you know, 5 months later, the video comes out of this guy. And he was like a stand-up comic. And I could find his name because he did my buddy's podcast before he like went all this. Mm-hmm. And like Mike is friends with this guy or whatever. Not friends with the guy, but they like knew each other.
Yeah.
And this dude... Police body cam gets let out. He beat up his girlfriend. She calls the cops. They show up to the house. He's hiding somewhere in the backyard with a huge sword. And the cops, you know, come around the corner, and then he like pops out with a sword, and they like have their guns out. They're like, drop it, motherfucker. Like, drop the fucking sword. And he's just screaming the N-word. Screaming the N-word. Come take it from me.
What?
End this, end that. Calling the African-American cop the N-word. You know, I'm pretty sure he said, like, beaner and stuff like that.
What was he on?
And then, I don't know. He was just, like, schizophrenic or something. Yeah. And just, like, and then started running at the cop with the sword, and then they put him down. Killed him.
Damn, I bet everyone was real embarrassed when they were calling for, like, justice.
Yes. And they're like, ooh. Well, I didn't know. Nobody knew. Everybody thought it was suicide. Everybody thought, there was no details. All we knew is that the guy died. Yeah. There was no details. And then all of a sudden, this video comes out, and everybody's like, that can't be him. And totally was him.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I get why you shot him.
It was like, but everybody was like, what a great guy. And then, like, this comes out, and, like, just those posts just started disappearing.
You got to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
And that video was art.
Dude, but it's like, that dude's last words were die, N-word, die. And it started running. And then, like, those are his last words forever.
I feel like there's been a lot of white dudes that have died that same way.
Saying, I don't know,
saying,
man.
Dying or just getting the shit kicked out of them.
I don't know. He had like a huge following on Twitter and shit.
Really?
And it was like, yeah, it was like a, yeah, let me
He's
see.
He's a comic?
Yeah, I don't know how much he did. Let's see. I think at the podcast, my buddy's podcast is called My Stupid Job Podcast.
You're having a sword. That's so sick.
Where is it? My Stupid Job Podcast. Yeah, so like, that's where it's like when people die. Like, I never, because there was this, so there was this principal, my middle brother's principal, I missed him by 1 year. His name was Mr. Christensen. This dude put up this crazy long suicide note, basically blaming his, like, so he like announced a marriage. He had been married to some chick for like 3 years. Nobody knew about it. She had kids, like all this stuff. And then he posted this long suicide note, like, you're going to hear some things in the coming days, and it's all bullshit. I blame Marlena, whatever her fucking name was. And it might have been Marlena. Just don't believe it. Goodbye, world. I can't live in a world where people, like, think that I would ever do something like that. And then he kills himself by jumping off the Mickey and Friends parking structure at Disneyland at 9 o'clock when the park is closing. So all the trams full of children are like getting just dumped off at the parking structure. This guy just jumps off and smack ruins everybody's night.
Why'd he do it there?
Because, and here's the best part, is Disneyland was such like a major part of his like upbringing. His dad was like a composer for like the Disneyland band or whatever, blah blah. I get it, but like, okay, if you've ever been to Disneyland, he killed himself like a mile away. Like, be a fucking man, jump off the Matterhorn, jump off the castle or something. Like, well, you didn't kill yourself, yeah, at Disneyland. He killed himself like a mile away at the parking structure.
Oh, at the parking structure.
He jumped off the parking structure.
Parking garage.
Yeah, and so all the, like, you have to take a tram from the parking structure to the park, and then back.
Yeah, buy the fucking ticket in, dude. You don't need the money anymore.
This dude was like molesting his like wife's daughter or whatever, who was like five, and then he got caught, and he had like court dates. He had like made bail or whatever, and like all this crazy stuff. But when he killed himself, everybody in the comments, don't do it. Like, somebody find him. Like, anybody know where he is? And then he killed himself. And then for days, people were like, what a great guy. Oh, man, I loved having him as my principal. What an amazing dude. And then, like, then it comes out. And, yeah, then just, like, I remember going and being, like, going to people's pages, and the posts were just gone.
Oh, were you going to like them? Because that would be even funnier. If
just
like,
laugh,
hey,
react.
Yeah. Is it age well, huh?
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like, yo, like you just never know now.
Wait, do you think he went back to the Disneyland parking structure to just get one more diddle in? He's probably looking for like a lost kid. He's like, ah, fuck, I'm gonna do it.
I respect him doing it there though, because it's like, I don't know, it's just so funny for people to just be like leaving the park.
Oh yeah, what a great day.
Did it right by the escalators. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
No.
So there's like, the escalator system is so funny because there's an escalator that goes five stories all the way to the top. There's an escalator that goes four and three and two. He like jumped off like right next to all of them. So they had to shut down the entire, like everybody that got dumped off had to get dropped off by all the trams at the other side of the parking structure, walk up all these stairs because all the elevators and escalators are on the other side. And so it's just like, dude, that guy ruined like all these nights. And then like 50 people saw his dead body just like walking by. And it was like, in my head, it's just funny picturing people being like, we're leaving early to like beat the traffic. We don't need to see the fireworks show. Yeah. And then they go and see a guy die.
Yeah. And also how mad you are at that guy for being dead. You're like, fucking traffic's going to suck now. Fucking had to wait for this dickhead. I had to walk all the way around. I guess that happens in New York a lot. I know a comic.
Jumping off parking structures?
No, in front of the subway.
You know a comic that jumped in front of a subway?
Yeah. Killed himself.
That's intense.
Yeah, apparently that happens all the time. And it like ruins everyone else's day. Like, you have to go to work. That's like an hour wait to like get the body and shit.
Just to get on the M train?
Yeah, I say just let the thing keep running. They didn't care about their body anyways.
I agree. But isn't it like it could be like a dangerous...
What's it gonna do?
The train slip on blood and just fall off the track?
I don't think that's how that works.
It rains there, yeah. I guess not.
Yeah, I think it's like more locked on than that. I mean, you might get a little bit of blood, but there's iron in blood. I guess they're worried about rust, maybe.
I don't know. If you were to, like, have you ever thought about killing yourself? Like, actually,
no.
Like, planned it out?
No,
anything?
No. I'm too afraid of
dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. I mean, there's like times you get sad, you're like, I could do it, and then you're like, I couldn't imagine just holding like a gun to my head or something. I would be like, I would just have to make fun of myself. I'd be like, what a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah.
I would stop.
Well, that's what's crazy to me is like,
I can't tie very well. If I try to hang myself, I would like fall a couple times. It's like,
well, did you hear about, I don't want to say his name, did you hear about that comic who tried to hang himself at that other comic's apartment?
Yeah.
That, like, broke their balcony.
Yeah.
And then lived.
Yeah, that's really embarrassing.
Just the visual, though, of his, like, fat body, like, bouncing and then just, like, breaking. Yeah.
Also, say something else happened.
What do you mean?
Just, like, what happened to my deck? And you're, like, fucking...
They didn't build it right.
Got too drunk, dude. Got a little crazy. I was having sex with a girl out here. We both fell off. I wasn't alone.
I tried to hang myself and broke your balcony. It's also like, what do you even say to that? Just like, my B. like, what? No, you're going to fix that, you son of a bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird to be like, hey, man, I know you're going through some shit right now, but, like, I do need my deck fixed. Like, we got the HOA down my dick right now. We got to take care of this.
It's just nuts to think about. Also, going to your buddy's house to kill yourself is crazy.
I think he lived with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that he, like, just drove down there when he was, like, out of town.
I don't think so. I don't know. It's kind of rude to talk about someone's...
Yeah, you're right.
Attempted suicide. I don't want to, like,
we didn't say his name.
Make fun of it too bad. Yeah, I know, but if he ever hears it, he's like, that's obviously. It's obviously about me.
No, we're talking about the other guy. The other guy.
The other guy that did it. Yeah, you're
the
right.
The other guy.
My bad.
And it's always funny when, like, how killing yourself is, like, so, like, when it got weird with, like, me and the married chick and, like, the husband thing, he, like, thought that she was going to, like, leave him for me, and then he was like, I'll kill myself, like, all this stuff, and she was like, well, I guess that's...
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's,
I would,
like, to threaten that is, like...
I would call their bluff.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, but then you could go to jail.
I wouldn't say do it. I would just go.
You would leave anyway?
Yeah. Because if they do kill themselves, I don't want to be with someone who would kill themselves if I wasn't with them. That's a weak person.
Yeah.
I don't want you to raise my kids anyway, so it's like, fuck it. If I leave you and you kill yourself... That's on you. Your head's fucked up.
You want this guy? This guy's head is already fucked up. This guy's, like, letting other dudes rail his wife and jacking up the videos. It's like, you want that guy raising your son?
Oh, you want that guy teaching your son how to be a man?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's pretty nuts.
There's a lot of, like, we're going to have a weird generation of kids under, like, once everyone our generation is, like, parents and have had, like, raised kids.
Uh-huh.
Because dudes are just, like, soft. We haven't seen that in, like, our society yet. Like, what's that going to do to, like,
it's happened kids. Before. It's that whole cycle where it's hard times create tough men. Tough men create good times.
Yeah,
good
but this
times
is,
create
this
soft
is different.
Men.
These guys are kind of, like... Like, very gay. Like, it's getting weird.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. The 1920s, like, there wasn't
people
really...
are now, like, trying to get their kids to be, like, different genders instead of just, like... They're, like, trying to, like, make... Like, I heard a baby. Like, this lady's holding up a baby. She's like, it's a gay baby. And it's like, that baby doesn't know how to poop yet. I don't think it's understand sexuality in any way.
It's not letting its asshole open.
Yeah, you're just gonna fucking be confusing.
I don't know. Would you rather have a gay son or a thought daughter?
Gay son.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Gay son would be kind of fun.
Would it, though?
Yeah.
More fun than having, like, a hoe daughter?
You can have, like,
bringing home, like, cool dudes all the time. I'd be
I don't know.
Greg, what's up, dog?
A hoe daughter makes me sad.
Like, you failed?
Yeah. If I have a hoe daughter, what did I do?
But what if she was, like, hot as fuck? And she's
still,
just, like,
I would like
she's
my
in
daughter.
Touch with her sexuality.
No, I would like my... I don't know. I don't... Like, I'm at the point now, like, even when I stopped watching porn, it's just making me sad. I was just like, oh, that's someone's daughter. That's fucked up.
You would think like that?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really watched porn. Because it would take me too long to find a video, because I would have to find a video where, like, the dick looks like my dick. I couldn't, like, watch a black guy fuck. I'd be like, now I'm just watching some black guy fuck.
That is, it's a bump you got to get over. It's like weed giving you anxiety, and people are like, you just got to keep smoking. It's like the same thing, dude. You just got to keep trying.
Oh, shit. You ever greened out?
Like, smoke? No. What is that?
It's where you, like, overdose on weed almost, but you're, like, having, like, panic attack.
I've definitely had a panic attack, yeah.
It's, like, greening out. Like, I greened out, like, when I first started smoking weed, I did, like, it was the same thing with drinking. I didn't know, like, moderation, because I didn't smoke weed for the first time until I was 21. I didn't have my first drink of alcohol until I was 22. I've been doing stand-up longer than I've been doing either of those things, and I don't smoke weed anymore. He's just giving me, like, mental problems and shit. But I was like, so I didn't know. I would just, like, smoke with my, you know, and then I greened out with, like, a couple coworkers at like, after a shift at Trader Joe's. We went to, like, this dude's apartment, and we were just, like, smoking. And then all of a sudden, dude, like, I just thought I was having a heart attack, and I started freaking out, saying, like, you know, call 911, I'm having a heart attack. And they're like, no, it's just the weed. Like, calm down. I was like, no, I'm dying right now. They're like, you're not fucking dying. and then I didn't die. But yeah, same thing with alcohol. I went to a party and a bunch of people wanted to take shots with me, and I was just like, yeah, that's fine. Because like the first time it was the second time I ever got drunk. The first time I ever got drunk was in Vegas with two of my buddies, and we were drinking all night. I was fucked up. And like I was fine. Like the next day, I was fine. I was like, "Oh, dude, alcohol fucking rules."
Yeah.
Like that was awesome. Like let's do that again.
My first time drinking, I woke up. I was like, "My dad always sleeping in. I feel great."
Yeah. And then the next day, we go to a party, or like that weekend, we went to a party, and a bunch of people wanted to take shots with me. So I was like, "Sure." So I took five without eating. I took five double shots in a span of like 3 minutes with all these people, and just turned around and like collapsed. Yeah,
died?
I was gone. No, I didn't die, but I was throwing up all over the place. Got kicked out of an Uber. Had to have allegedly my buddy's like 14-year-old brother like drive their parents' car to pick us up in the middle of like Los Al, and like with his like 15-year-old girlfriend, and like so she is like just wanted to come hang out with Michael, and then instead she's like now chauffeuring this three drunk assholes all the way back. She was in the passenger seat with like her legs and arms like crossed and folded, like just scared. We're in the back seat, just like it's just like
it's throwing just, up, like hammered.
15-year-old girl just thinking the front seat, and like the 15-year-old kid just like barely looking over the steering wheel driving on the 405 freeway. And we're
did he know how to drive? Like, huh? Did he know how to drive?
I don't know. But we weren't allowed an Uber.
Damn.
It was so funny because like I was like, pull over, and like I started throwing up in the grass right there, and the Uber driver was like to my buddies, he was like, you guys should like help him or something. And the second they stepped out, he just peeled off. He just left us in this neighborhood in like Los Alamitos.
And you still got the charge of the Uber?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. You should have contacted Uber, but like
we had to pay like a cancellation fee.
What?
Yeah, which was like it was like $5.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, it was retarded, but yeah, and so. Then ever since then I've like drank. I throw up when drinking a lot actually, but like now I just like thug it out. I'll be like I know when I'm done throwing up I'll just throw up, get back out there.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy that your body is being like, hey man, stop giving me this, and you're like, shut up, dude. You just keep hammering it.
Well, it's only when I take shots. I can't take shots anymore.
Yeah.
And it was like a specific thing, but like even so, when me and Mike were in Fort Walton Beach doing the Comedy Zone, there was this beautiful. Like 33-year-old like MILF in the crowd just there alone, and they've sat her in the front row. It's very funny because I've headlined that venue I think 4 times now, and every single time the door guys are like, oh man, did we put the hot chicks like right in the front like just for you? And I was like, oh dude, that's so awesome. Thanks. Yeah. And then this one time it's actually pinned on my page, like I like, you know, just did a little bit of crowd work or whatever, the bitch was married. I was like, thanks guys.
Yeah,
you
thanks, dickheads.
You fucks.
And you look at her hand.
Yeah, she held it right up, and then that was the clip. I was like, that's a mood ring. You broke out, you know, like whatever. But so this chick, and so then after the show, she's like, let's do a shot. And I know immediately if I do a shot that I'm going to throw up. And so then, but it's also this chick, and I'm like, oh, I can't tell her that. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we do a shot. Immediately, I could feel the saliva starting to come up in my throat. It's automatic at this point. I could drink mixed drinks. I just can't have it straight. It's retarded now. Like, yeah. I don't understand it.
So it's like getting punch drunk. Like
when you get knocked out,
your body knows just to go limp because that's what it like knows what like that's
it's exactly
what it
like that. And so I was like, oh, I gotta go grab something out of the green room real quick. I'll be right back. And so I ran to the green room, threw up in the bathroom. We got right back out there. I had like tears in my eyes, bro. Like I was like rubbing tears, and it was, and I ran by Mike and like tapped him on the shoulder, and it was so funny because then I disappeared, and so my aunt was there, and so Mike was like found my aunt, and he's like, hey, do you know where Galen is? Like he might be in trouble, because I like ran to the green room and like tapped him on the shoulder, and he was still like talking to people from the show, and so he thought, because then he just sees me running away from this girl, and so he thought like he's like, oh, Galen probably said something fucking crazy to this chick. It didn't go well. We got to get out of here. So he's thinking that I just like totally vacated the venue. and I was just puking in the green room. And then I popped back out and he's like, yeah, I was looking for you. And then the next thing I know, you're back out there talking to some chick drinking again. I was like, what the fuck? He was like, I guess it worked.
I had to go barf, dude.
Yeah, but that chick was weird. It was weird because then she was like, I got to go. Like every 5 seconds, she'd be like, I got to go. And I'd be like, go then.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll go talk to some other chick. And then she was like, all right, well, buy me another drink. And I drink for free there, so I was like, sure. So I just like threw it on the green room tab.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we walked to another part of the venue. She's like, all right, I really got to go. So she leaves. I walk her out. She leaves. I was like, whatever. I go hang out with my aunt, hang out with Mike and stuff. And there's still people from the show like buying us drinks and stuff, which is also funny because like sometimes if the people were cool, I'd be like, don't spend your money on me. I get free drinks here.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were like being annoying, I'd be like, yeah, buy me a shot. Yeah, whatever, man.
Thank you
want to feel like a big man?
Yeah, I've definitely been there before.
Yeah, you want to feel like a big shot? Buy me a drink. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
They don't know that like. Like sometimes, like it's a lot of times we don't get free drinks sometimes, but then there are
times
we do. And then she like messages me on Instagram, like the eyes covered emoji, and that's it. And so then I was like, well, just send me the address. I'll come fuck you.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm coming back. And I was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just send me the address. Yeah. I'll fucking. And so then she came back and she's like, we're not going to fuck. And I was like, okay. And then we go in the green room, and we're, like, making out, and then she, like, sucked my dick a little bit, and then that was it. And I was like, all right, well, it's a win.
Yeah.
I count as a win. She left and came back for me. So I was like, that's
kissing my penis. That was
that's
cool.
A win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to jack off in the hotel room later, but I was like, whatever.
Like, worse things have happened.
Yeah. The worst thing, though, is that she helped me jerk off. She was, like, sending me nudes and stuff.
Nice.
And she's like, what time do you have to leave? And I was like, I'm leaving, like, 11 in the morning. Like, whatever checkout is, I'm just leaving then. And she was like, all right, well, I have work. At like 10, I'll swing through for like a morning sesh. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'm down. I'll fuck you in the morning. And so like I set an alarm for like 8:30. She never showed up. Yeah, so I was just like awake for 4 hours while Mike was sleeping.
Just hard, just like, come on.
Yeah. And me and Mike had separate hotel rooms too. And so like I'm just like awake in this big old room, just like. There was like two beds in it.
Yeah.
And I was like.
It's alone. The TV's kind of far away, like weirdly far away.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Chicks on the Road are hilarious. So it's like, really. Either goes like that, or were they like just like blow you at the venue and they're like, I don't usually do this. It's like, you can't tell me you've never done this before and then just like suck cock in public.
Yeah.
This isn't your first time.
Yeah,
like, nobody's
this was your first
that.
Move. I was like, oh my God, should I suck your penis? And that's never happened to me, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like, no one's like, I've never gotten like. Well, I fucked
you
one girl at a
anybody?
Bar, but no, I've never fucked anyone after a show.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just don't really, I'm just hanging. I don't really try.
I'm not trying either.
Yeah.
It's if a girl ever comes up to you after a show and it's like, hey, can we take a picture? She wants to fuck you. Mm. That's like they're in. And so like, I'm not looking for it. I'm just hanging too. But then you get hit with that and then it's like, you gotta like, I like look at him with a side eye and be like, huh.
See, that's why.
What is this? What is this?
If a girl does that, I'm just like, oh, yeah, thank you for coming. Bye.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I always, when we're taking the picture, I'm like, what are you guys doing after this? Nothing. What are you doing? I don't know. Let's get a drink. All right.
Yeah.
Every time.
I just always assume they're being nice. They're,
really?
Oh, they're just nice.
They nicely just want to get a photo with you for no reason.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, they want to fuck you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, now you know.
You know, I'm bad at women.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, literally, yeah. Just be like, what are you doing after this? 9 times out of 10, they're like, hanging with you or some crap like that. And you're like, okay, yeah, I got no plans.
Yeah.
There was, so in Harrisburg a couple weekends ago, and I didn't go through it because the chick was, she was not attractive. But I started like pounding drinks just in case. I was like, I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If she's listening to this, I thought about it.
I might get lonely enough tonight.
I thought about it. Where after the show, it was the late show on Saturday. She was there with three friends. They were all pretty fat. And they walk out and one of her friend was like, my friend thinks you're so hot. She wants to fuck you so bad. And then her friend is like, what? I never said that. Stop. Like, you know, like embarrassing. Stop. And like, and then I turn and look and I'm like, oh man. I was like, which one? And then they both were like equally not like desirable. And I was like, shit. You know, and then throughout the night, you know, I was still there. I was hanging out with like the owner, drinking with the owner and stuff. And like, and then he was like, all right, I got to get out of here. I was like, all right, cool. And so then I went to like the bar park because there's a bar connected. And so I was just going, I was drinking at the bar. And then those three girls were still there. And I was like, oh. And then I like every time I look over, they were just staring at me, and I was like, "Oh shit!" And so that's when I was like, "Would I? You know, it would be easy pickings.
Yeah,
I could just walk up to her and be like, let's go to my room. easy pickings.
Yeah, and the idea just stresses me out. I just didn't do it.
I was like, I just couldn't do it. And Brandon went to bed. He like went to his room. Oh no, because something happened with his girl, and so he was on the phone with her, and then he just didn't come back out. And so I texted him. I was like, hey, you know those three chicks that were like yelling at me after the show? Like, would you think any less of me? Like, if I did it. And he's like, dude, I couldn't possibly think any less of you already.
Deal.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, fair point. You're right.
I know who I am.
And then when I finally got drunk enough to like do it, they were gone. I couldn't find them anymore.
That sucks.
But women are like you'd think that like women are the worst wingmen ever. Cause like her move to try and get me to like bang her friend was to embarrass her. Like, dudes, if I'm like, I've wingman with my friend and be like, yeah, my buddy, he just bought this house, like all this stuff, just like hype. Mm-hmm. It's like, you could be lying.
Oh, yeah, he's the man, dude. He's
yeah,
great.
This guy, fucking, I've seen his cock. It's
he
huge.
Doesn't owe me $200.
Yeah, it's like, dude, men are so much better. It's because we have to.
Yeah.
They never have to. They never have to be in a situation. So for her to be like, she thinks you're so hot. Ooh.
Yeah, they don't know how to approach men at all.
I was just like, what the fuck?
They're like kids. That's something we would do when we were kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're in the pre-evolutionary era of hitting on men.
Of wingmanning.
Yeah, most of them don't know how to do it.
Yeah. It was sad. I was like, it almost made me sad. Yeah. I was like, this is your friend.
What's weird is if they're good at it, you get, like, it works. Like, I've had some fives, some sixes hit me with just some confidence and being like, hey, do you want to, like, I've never been fucked out of comedy, but I've like fucked out like out about like random bars
right,
and shit.
Yeah.
Like I was at a wedding and we didn't fuck this girl, but she was just like making fun of me for drinking wine. I was like, I like wine. Fuck you. She was like, you're cute. You're dancing with me. I was like, all right. Yeah, I'm down.
Well, I was literally talking to Brandon in the airport the next morning because I was like, it was one of those things where I like had this girl just walked up and like grabbed my dick. I literally would have just been like, well, I'm not gay. I'll fuck you.
Yeah, I'm taking whatever I can get. I'm like a kid in Africa. You just anything
really?
In front of me, I'll take it.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. I was about to
say. I have like weirdly high standards for someone who doesn't approach women.
I have crazy standards and I would just violate them like all the time. I would just like break my standards.
It does. Yeah, it depends on how horny I am.
Yeah.
Like there's tiers to it.
But then recently I've been like hooking up with just like drop dead beautiful women, and so like now I'm like I haven't fucked in 3 weeks because like I fucked like three like models in a row, and then like all the opportunities that I've had since then have been like not that, and I'm like I don't even want that. But now that it's been 3 weeks, I'm like severely jonesing, and I'm like I will fuck I'll fuck a guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, like, yeah. Now you're looking at grandma's like, ooh, I'd tear that ass off, dude.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with a mom tomorrow.
Oh, you just, how are you meeting these women online?
Tinder.
Or? Yeah, I deleted my dating apps.
It's not a dating app. It's a fucking app.
Yeah. I deleted them though.
Well, you're cool.
I don't think it wasn't good for me.
What do you mean?
I was just like invested a lot of like just being like trying to talk to a bunch of random girls just to get pussy. I was like, I could use my time better.
Yeah, that's why I dedicate like, you know, only a couple hours a day to it.
Yeah, I'm obsessive. It's like it slots to me. I'm like, come on.
Would you really?
Not that crazily, but
I like play the game where like I'll open up the app, I'll swipe on three chicks, exit the app. That way the app thinks that it's doing something wrong and it'll make my profile more to like the front of like when people open it, because it'll like you'll like get ads and like then I'll like every once in a while I'll get like a thing and be like so and so liked you.
Maybe that's why mine wasn't working that great for a while because I was just like, I was bored.
They don't need to advertise or boost your profile because you're going to be on it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get your boy on it.
Yeah, they need to bring you back so they throw you hotter chicks.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Cool.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
It's a game. I also pay for it.
Really?
I pay for Tinder Gold, yeah. It's pay to play, baby.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. You go to a bar, you pay for some chick's drinks, costs you, what, $40-$50, then you fuck. I pay $14.99 a month, and I have girls that just come over and fuck me.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. It's like a subscription for a pussy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I never knew. I wasn't, like, I would always be like, I was stupid. If a girl was like, you want to come watch a movie? I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, I love movies. Yeah, what are we watching? And she would put a like, little, she was like, you pick a movie. I'm like, all right, this is a really good movie. I love the cinematography on it. Play it. And then she starts trying to fuck. And I'm like annoyed. I'm like, you asked me to watch a movie. I'm like autistic, dude. I'm like, I came over here thinking that we were going to watch a movie. Now you're making out with me, and this is the best part. I'm mad about it.
Oh, shit. I never really done like Netflix and chilling. I was like banging in my car for a long time. Like most of the time, in California, I was living with my stepdad. So I was just like fucking my car.
How old were you?
Up until I was 24 and moved here.
When did you start fucking?
17.
Oh, I guess that's not too bad.
But I mean, if he wasn't at the house, there's times where I fucked in his bed. Like that's at the crazy. House. Yeah, there was times, dude, there was this, so I fucked this girl in my stepdad's bed, and then I threw a party, because he was gone for like a work conference or something, so he was gone for like the weekend, and there was no chance of him coming back early, because he was like running it, and I was like, every time, he would go like out of town like once every couple months, and then, so I fucked this girl in his bed like Thursday night, and then Friday night, I threw a party, and then like three people fucked in his bed. And then Saturday night, I fucked another girl in his bed. And then I just forgot to make his bed, like, afterwards. And then Sunday, he comes home, and I get a text, and he's like, why is my bed all messed up?
Why does it smell like cum?
And then I texted him back, and I was like, it's a really funny story, I promise. And he's like, I don't want to hear it.
And perfect. Then even
he,
better.
Yeah, even better, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he, you know, he like took all of his sheets and stuff to like the dry cleaners and like made them like clean it. And I was like, oh man. I was like, man, it is kind of fucked up. Because I wouldn't fuck in his bed. I would fuck on his bed.
Yeah.
And then like people from the party, they were just like fucking in it.
Yeah, that's crazy to be like, get under people someone's
were, like,
made
people,
bed.
Dude, people were fucking in my brother's bed, and he has like a twin bed at this point. At this point, he was like 12.
He's still in the bed?
Yeah,
he stopped.
You
just
say,
like
hey,
that,
stop.
Yeah, just like that fucking three-year-old. That's insane.
People just like falling on it. Well, that's one of the scariest moments of my life. So like, Mikey and I used to live together in a house like way north Austin, and that fool would come home like blackout drunk, and twice he entered my room at like 4 a.m. thinking it was his room, and then just like fell on me.
Oh god.
Like while I was sleeping, so I like woke up to like a 350-pound man just like crushing me.
Yeah, it's like me sitting on a chihuahua.
It's like,
yeah.
I was like, dude. And then at one point like he like fell on me, woke up, and then like I was like, dude,
you drove here.
And then he like opened and he like opened his eyes like in my face, like in my bed, and he's like, you know, like not even a foot away from me. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh. And then just like got up, but like used me to like get up. So like I'm getting crushed like three times, and then I'm just like in my bed like shaking, like I just got like raped. I'm just I had to start like locking.
Was
my
he
door.
Ever like, why are you in my bed, Gale?
Yes,
that,
yes,
dude. Nothing would make me want to headbutt somebody more. And then waking me up and then accusing me of being wrong. Oh, dude, I would stab him. That's nuts. Like, you get out of my bed. I'm like, dog, I was asleep in my bed. And you came into my room, and now you're telling me to get out. That's insane.
Oh, shit. The best part is that my dog would just be, like, in her bed in the corner, just, like, probably laughing.
Yeah, she's just like...
She has to be like, this week, you're forgetting to feed me tonight, fucking Gaylord.
Dude, I matched with this girl on Tinder once, and she was at this, like, gay bar in Columbus with her two, like, gay friends that she was in Columbus with. And she was like, I want to leave, and I don't know what, I don't remember, like, where my hotel is. So I just was like, can you come pick me up? And it's like, I was like, oh, yeah, we're probably going to smash.
Yeah.
I go, I pick her up, and I take her to the hotel, and I just kind of, like, I, like, park. She's like, well, do you want to come up? My friends aren't here. I'm like, sure. We go up. We're sitting in her bed. There's, like, two beds in it. We're in one of them. And then out of nowhere, her two gay best friends show up. They're huge, dude. They're, like, tall dudes. They're, like... over 6 foot. They're kind of big, kind of chubby, and they're loud. One of them like breaks the toilet when they get in, and they were just so chaotic.
Did you already fuck?
No.
Oh.
So chaotic, and they both just pass out. Like, one's on the couch, one's on the bed right next to us, and I'm like,
there's only one bed?
There's two beds.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, so he's on the other bed.
Yeah.
And they're both just like face down snoring, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm probably gonna just get out of here. She's like, can you be quiet and fuck me? I'm like, Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is weird, but all right. So we just had a really silent, kind of intimate sex with, like, two drunk guys on either side of us. And then just, like, it was hot, too, because at one point she was like, all right, now I want you to come. And that worked so well.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, ha, all right. I didn't know that was my thing. It hasn't worked like that before. It was, like, the first time I was younger, so I was like, ah. It was hot.
That was hot?
Yeah, then I never
told her. Just requesting. She was just tired of fucking, and she's like, can you hurry up?
I mean, it wasn't even that far into it. It was just quiet, and she was like, I want you to come. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll send it. I don't care. I'll fucking send it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, besides the three-year-old, I don't think I've ever fucked. I've had a devil's threesome, but, like, nobody was sleeping.
Yeah, I didn't have a, I would never do that.
It was me and my best friend, and we did it because we thought it'd be funny, and it was.
Yeah, really?
We were just trying to make each other laugh the whole time.
I don't
really
see my friend's hard dick.
I didn't see his dick. It was in the chick.
At no point you saw it?
I mean,
I would look immediately.
I saw it a little bit.
Yeah, I would have been like,
I've seen it before.
Not hard. Hard's a different. I don't want to see any of my friend's hard penises.
I've seen it hard.
That's crazy.
But it's like a long story to where you'd be like, all right, that makes sense. But it's also like, fucked up.
Oh, okay. You don't want it on the podcast, is what you're saying.
Okay, well, so we used to like, now before I tell you this story, this is like a best friend of mine.
I was a young boy. You do weird stuff with your friends when you're like
12. It wasn't like this.
Yeah.
Like, but
no,
before,
I'm not saying
before
like
I just
fucking,
say
but
before I proceed by saying we used to bully this kid.
Mm-hmm.
We used to pick on this kid, but he was our friend.
Yeah.
So we were like picking on him in like a friendly way. So it wasn't like bullying. We were just picking on this guy, and I'm not gonna say his name.
Yeah.
But we used to pick on this guy, and then he was like so easily like manipulated in a way where I would be like, say John Jones is the greatest fighter of all time, or I'm gonna send you a picture of my dick. And then he would just be like, John Jones is the greatest fighter of all time. And then it would literally just be like, this is why we would do it, because he loved to argue. He would argue literally anything and everything, and he would never shut the fuck up. And so then literally he'd be like arguing with me about something. I'd be like, you know what? If you don't say that I'm right, I'm going to send you a picture of my dick.
And that would make him.
And then it would make him stop. And then sometimes he would continue, and then boom, I would send him a picture of my dick.
That's crazy.
And I would just like send him a picture of my nutsack, like all stretched out or something. Just we were in high school.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. Everybody would fucking be like, ah, that's hilarious. And then this other dude was like, I had an opportunity with the same guy and was like, say this thing or I'm gonna send you a picture of my dick. Right. And so I would never send him a picture of my hard dick.
Yeah.
It would literally, I would like, you know, you'd like twist your dick.
Mm-hmm.
I would like twist my dick 360 and send it, or like send a picture of like my nut, like in like a fucking, like on a fish, or like, you're just like stupid shit. But I'm not like, it was nothing. It was clearly just
never sexual.
Yeah. It was just, here's my mangled dick.
It's like showing your like buddy the brains.
Yes. Yeah. And then this other guy just didn't get that. And was like, oh, I'll do this or I'm going to send you a picture of my dick. And then he was like, whatever. And so then the guy sent him a picture of his dick, just like mid jerk off sesh, like just like fully hard.
Like something you would send to a woman?
Like fully hard.
Yeah, but there you go, idiots.
But his dick was so small. His dick was so small. It was like the size of his thumb. And his thumb was in it. And so you saw how small his dick was, right? And so instead of the other guy being like, ew, what the fuck? He literally was like, oh, I'm sending this to everybody. Because like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, that's
and
fucked
so
up.
Then he sends it to me. He's like, yo, dude, look how small this guy's dick is. And I was like, everybody was like, and so, yeah, I've seen this guy's hard dick before because of this.
Damn.
And so like, yeah. So it was also funny because it was just like, yo, you're like mid, I see the lotion, bro. Like you sent him, what? That's gay.
That's crazy.
That's gay.
That makes it weird.
We were bullying this kid in a funny way, and now you made it gay, and now none of us can do this anymore. You ruined a cool thing.
Yeah. You ruined it because your dick was hard.
Yeah. I actually just told that to somebody, not on the podcast. I just told that story to somebody, and I went to this guy, because we were doing it on Facebook Messenger, and dude, I went and I looked. It's all still there.
That's crazy.
It's all still there. I found a video of me fingering my own asshole that I sent him and then putting it in my nose.
That's you. I didn't do stuff like that with my friends. That's crazy.
There's a video of me being like just moaning like a finger.
You guys were all white.
And then I just like picked my nose with like my asshole finger. And then, yeah, I rewatched that and I was like, dude, I was a wild.
Yeah.
I was mean.
Yeah, that was hard. Like, that was
hardcore.
If I watch that, if I watch a video of myself doing that, it'd be really hard not to jump off the parking structure at Disneyland. I would drive to Disneyland and kill myself if I saw myself do that.
I saw the video and I was like, man, dude, I used to be metal. What happened to me?
I mean, I used to be so cool.
That's what I thought. I was like, damn, I would never do that now.
That's embarrassing.
I would never do that now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Me and my friends would just say awful things to each other. So every like couple years, we'll like delete each of our like message history.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And you just check the time to see how long we've been going?
No, I check the time to see. I mean, we have been going for a while, but I check the time to see if how much time we had before 8.
Yeah, I gotta I gotta text Nick. My buddy Nick, that's where I was going to go watch the fights at.
Tell him to come over here.
See what they're doing.
But it's actually been a lot of fun. We could wrap it up right here.
Yeah, that's cool. And you looked at me after that, so I was like, oh, I think he wants to stop.
Huh?
The way you looked at that. I
we could have kept going.
Sorry
though.
If I made it weird.
No,
I
yeah, was like, you did, are we dick.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I'm a little high, and we made quiet eye contact for a while after you looked at the time, so I was like, I think he wants to end.
Well, because I thought you were about to say something, and then you did. I was like, this guy's over just breaking the fourth wall. Did you just check your phone? Yeah, I did. Thanks for mentioning what people can't see.
I was a little high and being insecure. I was like, have we been talking for a while? do you want to stop this?
But this was a lot of fun. I leave the final minute of the podcast to the guest to say whatever, plug whatever, any final parting words of wisdom you might have in case you die on the way home.
Kyle D. Comedy on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. I would say, I don't have any words of wisdom. Don't tip at Indian restaurants because they don't tip at ours. So have a good night.